Dr. Dubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, how good it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Well, this is Bob Griggs, and I'm privileged to come and fellowship with you in the Word of God again. We're in the book of John, the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 17 of the Gospel of John. We're about to finish up our study on the Trinity, the triune Godhead, this wonderful mystery of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, who is one. They are one, and yet manifested to us in those three different ways, and each one of them unique, and each one of them doing a certain task or working in a certain way in our lives to God's glory, honor, and praise. God the Father so loved us that he sent God the Son to die for our sin. God the Son so loved us that he willingly gave his life on that old rugged cross, paying the debt for my sin and for yours. God the Holy Spirit so loved us that he came to convict of sin, to open our eyes to truth, to draw us to Jesus, to move into our spirit at salvation, to transform and change our life, just as John 3:6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, and that's what Jesus meant when he said, you must be born again. It's a spiritual birth that comes about through our believing in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, our asking him to come in and live in our life. And he sends the Holy Spirit into our spirit to do that work of salvation. And the Holy Spirit becomes our guarantee of salvation, we're told in Ephesians chapter 1. And also, the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, we're told in Romans 8. And so the Holy Spirit is the power of God living within us, beloved, strengthening, enabling us to walk in victory and to live victoriously over sin and to walk in righteousness and sanctification to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember what the Lord Jesus said in John 17 and verse 17. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And beloved, it is the word of God that sanctifies, purifies, and enables us to walk in holiness and in Christ likeness. Over in the Old Testament, remember the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. Many wonderful truths that are revealed to us in the New Testament are first pointed out in the Old Testament, but the New Testament opens up those truths and enables us to comprehend and understand them. And here in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 8, Leviticus chapter 20, and remember Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, it's the third book in the whole Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, at chapter 20 and verse 8. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. Those are the individual words of the Lord. In verse 7, notice what he says, and I am the Lord which sanctify you. Now notice verse 7. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. God speaking to Israel here. And he says, sanctify yourself. That is, yield to my statutes, obey my word, that you might walk in holiness and in righteousness. Ye shall keep my statutes, which are God's instructions, his counsel, his guidance, his word, and you shall, and for I the Lord your God am he which sanctifies you. I am the Lord which sanctify you. I set you apart. Do my word. Remember what James 1:22 says? Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. James 1:22. We're to be doers of the word. That is, we're to walk in obedience to the word of God, that we might be sanctified, that is, set apart, and made usable of the Lord God. Again, while we're here in Leviticus chapter 20, notice verse 26. The Lord said, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. You see, we're separated from the world because we know Jesus Christ as Savior. We've been cleansed by the blood of Christ. We've been made pure and clean and holy, and we're to walk in righteousness. We're to walk in sanctification. We're to walk in that separated life, separated to the Lord, to obey him, to walk in purity, to walk in cleanliness, to walk in holiness, to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see this is God's will, even our sanctification. Now I want you to notice this again in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 3. Remember, the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 3 we read, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, from sexual immorality. That's a part of sanctification, walking in purity, walking in holiness, walking in righteousness. And remember, we have the Holy Spirit of God indwelling us. Every born-again believer has the Holy Spirit living in him. And the Holy Spirit is there to strengthen and enable us to walk in victory over the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which are a part of the world system that would attract and lure and draw us under its control, and to obey that which is evil, and to yield to the cravings of the flesh, which has indwelling sin, according to Romans chapter 7. So, beloved, our sanctification, we can walk in purity, we can walk in holiness, we can walk in righteousness, not in our strength, but through the power of the Word of God and our choosing to obey God's Word. Just as the Lord said here in this prayer, John 17 and verse 17, as he prayed to God the Father, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And beloved, who is the truth? Jesus, the living word, is the truth. Remember John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so, beloved, the closer you walk with the Lord Jesus, the more you submit and yield to him your life, allowing him to be the Lord of your life. Your sanctification will become more of a reality in your day-by-day living, and people will be able to see Jesus in and through our lives as we walk in obedience to his word, for it's the word that sanctifies and purifies and cleanses our life and enables us to walk in the light. And remember, the precious Holy Spirit of God is our helper. That's what He said He would be, that He would be our helper, and that He would enable us to walk in the light. Back over in John 16. Here Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." This is John 16 and verse 7. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you," this is Jesus speaking, "that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you." And you remember who the Comforter is. You remember what the Scripture tells us here in John 14, verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Don't you see the beautiful picture of the Trinity right there in verse 26 of John 14? Yes, indeed, the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. God the Father is spoken of, and the Lord Jesus is doing the speaking. And so, beloved, all through these passages here in John, the Trinity is revealed and made known. And here in verse 7 of John 16, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on Me." That's why, beloved, when you as a child of God walk here on this earth, people are uncomfortable around you, because your life living in sanctification and holiness and purity shows up their sin and makes them uncomfortable as the Holy Spirit of God is working through you to convict them of their sin. "Of righteousness, because I go to My Father and you see Me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." And Satan's been judged, beloved, and he has been found guilty. And you and I have been delivered from his power through the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, so that we can walk in righteousness, in purity, in holiness, and in sanctification, to the glory, honor, and praise of Almighty God. Oh, beloved, spend time with your Lord today. Fellowship with Him in prayer. He loves for us to come and communicate and talk to Him. Till next time, goodbye.